It's Super Finals time in Alberta. The Alberta Sire Stakes will be at Northlands this weekend, and a man who is a leader among Alberta trainers over the years will have his charges ready to go. Jamie Gray joins us on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome, Jamie.
Glad to be on.
Let's see, you're very welcome. Let's see, $7.3 million in earnings over your career so far, 1,327 wins as a trainer. What's this you were telling me before we got on air about having bad luck?
Just basically drawing post positions. 5/8 mile traction makes a big difference. And like I say, we got 5 in tomorrow in the state finals. We have 2 8 holes and 2 7 holes.
Yeah, I saw that. That would be the bad luck part of it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But you do have some pretty capable charges. We'll talk about them in a minute. I was just looking over some of your career stats, and it would appear that 2007 was your best year, over $700,000 in earnings. What went right that year for you? What horses in particular made it a career year? Let's talk about that.
Well, back then we used to go for some money, probably twice as much as we go for right now. And Bob Murphy was my main owner back then, and he basically gave me a free rein to claim whatever I wanted to and buy whatever I wanted to, and we just had a tremendous relationship before his passing, and that's basically what happened.
Well, it certainly has carried you a long way to the point where, you do have the kind of numbers you have. $7 million in lifetime earnings is nothing to sneeze at. You must be proud.
I'm pleased, yes. But like I said, if things to get back on track out in Alberta here and start going for a little more money, everybody would be a lot better off.
Well, we've certainly got our fingers crossed. Let's take a look at your entries in the Super Finals, starting with 3-year-old Philly Pacers. You got a nice filly by the name of BC Fantasy, ironically. 5 wins, $47,000 in earnings. She got tortured in the Sire Stakes, and as you were saying, Jamie, you don't get much post luck with the 8-hole. Tell us about this filly.
She's a real nice filly, and she came up sick on me about 6 weeks ago, where actually a virus ran through my barn, and it really knocked the hell out of a few of them. And she won the first Sire Stake final in Alberta Downs in 54-1.
Right.
Again, came out of the 7-hole, and then she came up sick on me. She finished second in the next elimination. I had to scratch her out of the final. She drew the 8-hole. She had the 8-hole last week in last week's Sire Stake, and she's got the 8-hole.
Yeah, 8-hole.
So very, very tough. Very unlucky.
Well, looking at her speed badge, it's the fastest even of all the colts you've got.
She is. She's a nice filly. She's an off-the-pace horse, so she needs front-end action to happen. And the 5/8 with Keith Clark with his four-horse entry there, it makes it kind of tough.
Yeah, it's
in a sense where, there won't be much action unless I create it or somebody else creates it, obviously.
Yeah, it'll be like a Formula One team race or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's it's just going to be tough, but she's sharp. She trained really well. She has the 8-hole. We'll see what happens.
Gotta Be Sexy is another one you've got entered. She's in the 3-year-old Super Final Philly Consolation. She comes off a fifth and an eighth. Again, she's had the 6-hole in the last 3 starts and hasn't had an inside post in her last 6. But 4 wins on 14 starts, 56-1 lifetime mark, a lot better than her recent numbers show.
Yeah, again, she came up, with a few of my, all my 3-year-olds come up sick about 6 weeks ago, and she was another one. I had to scratch her out of the final. She drew the 7-hole in the final, that final. And she knocked them off. Like, it's really taken them a long time to come back, and she's got the 7-hole, I believe, for tomorrow. It'll be tough, but again, she's training well, and they're going to hear from her, put it that way.
It wouldn't be Western Racing if there wasn't a horse or two with Red Star in his name. You've got one called Red Star Tiger in the 3-year-old colt final. He's got some go.
Yeah, he's a nice colt too, and an off-the-pace horse. And he seems to be about third, fourth best out there. But he's finally, he's one of the ones that got an inside post for a change. He had the 8-hole last week in last week's stake. So we'll see what happens. He'll get a piece of the pie.
Well, there's the old adage about class beating speed. I have an adage when it comes to trips, and that is, sometimes trip beats speed.
Exactly.
You get the right trip. Sometimes a horse that's not slated to be on the ticket can easily easily land there. You also have a horse by the name of, you got another Red Star in the bunch, Red Star Tiger, and what a Red Star Big City.
Yeah, another one that came up sick on me, and he was racing really well. He knocked off about 5 seconds in a row, I believe, and just seemed to be getting better. He's a great big horse, and he drew the 7-hole too for tomorrow, and we've had bad luck with him where he came up sick, had to scratch him, and then I actually had to vet inject his hocks there about 3-4 weeks ago, and he got an infection under the skin, and we had to scratch him by the elimination that thing. So I'll tell you, it wasn't for bad luck. it's been unbelievable. But
yeah, well, listen.
It is what it is.
Listen, Lucky, let's have a...
Yeah, no doubt.
You got a really nice filly, a 2-year-old by the name of Popcorn. She's got a mark of 158-1, although back on August 14th, she was just 2 lengths away from having a lifetime badge of 155-1.
Yeah, she's a real nice filly, and she seems to be second best out there right now, evident by her finishing. But she's trained really well this week. The only bad downside is she drew the 8-hole for tomorrow, too. And so we'll have to see what happens when the other favorites do the 1-2. No, it's going to be tough, but she's a real nice filly, and she's a filly we'll hear from a lot for next year because she's a big mare.
Well, Jamie, you've been in this business long enough to know that you know this isn't the first patch, the rough patch you've been through, not just as a trainer, but as an industry in Alberta, and all of us are rooting for all you horse people in Wild Rose Country, especially on the harness side.
Right on.
Thank you so much for being on Trot Radio. Best of luck in the Sire Stakes Superfinals at Northlands.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.